the 31st of October. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. The new Labour MP for Mid-Bedfordshire, Alistair Strathern, has spoken of twice being seen as historically significant within a week. The first, he said, was when he overturned a safe seat held by the Tories since 1931 in the by-election held on the 19th of October. Greg Hands, the Conservative chair, stated the reason for the Labour Party win was low voter turnout. Mr Strathern believes that type of thinking shows a lack of awareness and real connection to the realities affecting the constituency. His second experience, he says, occurred on the following Wednesday when Prime Minister Rishi Sunak made a joking reference to him during a parliamentary session. Mr Sunak said, "I suspect the new member for Mid-Beds might actually support me a little bit more than the last one." A knife crime attack which took place at the Spinney in Bedford last Saturday afternoon has led to an arrest in the case. A teenage boy who was the victim in the incident received hospital treatment, but his injuries were not seen as life-threatening. The suspect, who is still subject to inquiry, has been released on bail. 32-year-old Adam Dilley recently returned to the same Biggleswade Specsavers that discovered his brain tumour through an eye test. Mr Dilley, who is the father of a 2-year-old boy, expressed his gratitude to staff for Brain Tumour Awareness Week and said that, "After my last 3-month checkup, the tumour is still stable. I can't thank Specsavers Biggleswade enough for spotting something and referring me to Bedford Hospital." The A1 Black Cat roundabout in Bedfordshire is about to be replaced with a new junction. Many are asking what will happen to the iconic Black Cat figure. Paul Salmon, the senior project manager for National Highways, said, "We will be looking after the cat during the construction. The Black Cat will be returned once the upgrade is completed." That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.